Good morning and welcome to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We are coming to you live this morning. It is September 19th, 2020, and we welcome you folks out there, and we're sure glad you're here. We've got the men on the line, and I believe that we've got Tim there. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And we've got Brother Zach. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
And we've got Brother John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Let's start this off with a word of prayer this morning. John, we'll turn to you. Would you lead us in a word of prayer this morning, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we're grateful, Lord, for this time that you set aside on Saturday morning for your people to come together and to share the things that you put on our minds with regards to prophecy and biblical truth and just daily the things that are going on in the world. Father, we ask that this morning you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment to focus on the things that are important for your people, the remnant, to know and to understand. And Father, we're grateful, Lord, that we're living in this time, a time not much unlike the times of Egypt, Lord. Chaos all around us. But we know that greater is he that is for us than all those that are against us, and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And that you've given us authority to trample is as the sons of God. I thank you for the men that joined this morning and the sacrifice that they make to get up early and to serve you. Father, there's still a group out there, a remnant that loves and desires to serve you, that says, no king but King Jesus, and will not bow their knee to Baal. Your word says that we're to pray for grace, mercy and compassion in your wrath, and that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. But we ask that you would hear our appeal to heaven to save America again. Father, we ask for those that can to come to repentance, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears while there's still yet time, that when they hear and see the truth, they'd fall upon their face, and that they would cry out and ask for forgiveness. Father, your word says that you're not slow as the world counts slowness, but you're patient, not wanting any of yours to come to destruction, but all to come to repentance. And Father, we pray in agreement with that, but we also pray against those that are the sons of the hill, those that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, and they're all about us in our midst right now as they gnash their teeth when these things are going on. Father, we want them, just as our pastor used to pray, off the land or under it. We want this country, JERUSALEM, claimed once again to the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. America, heavenly kingdom, Father, restore it to the once great God-fearing nation that it was. We pray these things and believing that it shall be so in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, amen. Thank you.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and it seems like everything is, the madness has gotten, is getting, well, it's just everywhere. But there's a lot to talk about this morning. We'll just open it up. Any of you men have anything you want to start off with this morning?
I think one of the biggest things that just took place yesterday was the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Wicked Witch.
RGB, burn, baby, burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an answer to prayer, if you ask me, specifically how we've been praying for righteous judgment and for righteous judges to be installed in the land. I mean, we've seen here lately that Chief Justice Roberts is, they obviously got something on him with the votes that he's put forth in the last several key liberal debates and laws that they're trying to pass. So, yeah, you know, one of the biggest, I think one of the most important headlines here in the last few days is pretty profound. It says, how does the media treat the president? Satan gets more respect. You know, and that's true, if you think about it. Wow. They're raising up Satan all over. People need to understand that this is a battle of good versus evil, period. And I just thought that that headline was pretty grabbing.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people don't know who RGB is, but, you know, she was basically the chief. She born in 1933, died at 87, but she was the second woman to ever serve as the Chief Justice, first Jewish woman to ever serve as a Chief Justice, and basically just as downright rotten, stinking, filthy as they come. But basically stood against everything that she stood for, everything that any Christian should stand against, is what it boils down to. And if you look at the things that she, her, you know, they call it her accomplishments, but basically it was, you know, her fighting against any Christian family rights or values.
Yeah, amen. Did you see? They're already setting the stage. It says, according to NPR, Ginsburg told her granddaughter days before she died, my most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed. Well, I think all hell's about to break loose. You if you think about what happened during the Kavanaugh hearings versus what could happen here shortly, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I thought it was interesting how, as regards her, that a lot of the liberal, the conservatives are, well, you know, rest in peace, and they have kind of a respectful tone, at least. I mean, there's the underlying thought, like we said, finally. But then a lot of the liberals, they're over there calling her names and carrying on because they were trying to get her to retire during Obama's reign so that they could, reappoint some liberal justice in her place with hopefully a longer lifespan, and she refused to do that. And it's interesting how God works all those things out. So here's this opportunity now for Trump to put a strong conservative viewpoint on there to get that Supreme Court balanced back up in favor of, and there isn't any balance, to tilt it the right way. And Mitch McConnell's saying, hey, we're going to vote on this right away, you know, get somebody in here. And the Senate is Republican controlled. So there's a lot of, it's interesting how that all works out. It's just a God-driven way of looking at things. I mean, it's like, wow, so pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, but they only got to get four to turn against whatever their nominee is. And we all know there's a lot of rhinos in the Republican Party, so don't think that they can't turn four.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, yeah.
God's in control. It's all about repentance. It's all about my people who are called by my name. If they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Without that, it's not going to happen.
Amen. Zach, what do you see going on in the world?
What do you think, Zach?
Well, something that just happened here in Michigan, there was a Second Amendment rally in Lansing. And from what I understand, I haven't watched the news. One of the guys that I work with, and he's our mechanic, he is all over the news. He's super conservative, and he was telling me about this. But apparently, there was a Second Amendment rally in Lansing, and there was a lot of people that showed up at the Capitol on the state building lawn, and they were armed. They had sidearms, and they're basically informing the governor that he doesn't. The way I understand that, she doesn't have absolute say in what goes on in our state. And she decided to take the day off when that took place. I believe that was yesterday or Thursday. So there are people in our state here that are getting pretty fed up with all the mandates and with the mask up and all this other stuff. And people have had enough. They're tired of all these restrictions. I think they're getting their breaking point, and it's going to be really interesting to see how this election goes. I don't think there's a good answer. I think either side is going to be really mad, and I think all this division and chaos is far from over. And I kind of think the left wants to bring it to the next level. So that's what I'm seeing. Everyone's just not happy here in the state of Michigan. And, our governor with the face mask, he put it on the employees to enforce the law of, people going into stores. And, they don't want to do that. And a lot of people comply, but a lot of people don't. So there's definitely a lot of irritation and tension going on when you walk into the public and you do your business. So And I'm assuming that's like that everywhere. So these elections are going to be, they're going to be interesting.
Well, and from what I understand about that protest there in Lansing, too, I heard that they had between 200 and 250 people that showed up for it. It was in response to a proposal to generally ban guns. And basically, that's one of the bans or one of the things that they had on there. Now, they did shoot it down on Monday, but basically, one of these Democrat lawmakers, what was his name, Joan Bauer, said that we've got to do something before something bad happens. And basically, this bill that was proposed was to ban all guns in the state of Michigan. And you think about Michigan. I mean, Michigan is, you know, I did not realize how things were in Michigan. I always thought of Michigan as being good old boys and rednecks and shooting guns, pickup trucks, and deer hunting.
I remember after 9/11, it was. Or after Waco was the Michigan militia. Remember that?
Yep.
Right. Big heavy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
that was a big deal. And for the most part, most of the people I live in Western Michigan, and you can't find a more conservative plot of ground in the United States. And you go up north and stuff like, I mean, those people are extremely conservative, but you go to the eastern side of the state in Detroit and, that's a pretty heavy population over there. Not so much. And there's something else I was going to say that I can't. Oh, that's what it was. So there was a movement, and I signed the petition, and there's this law that gives the governor. It's called the 1945 law, and it gives the governor power to give executive orders. Well, there was this petition going around, and people were signing. They had like over 200,000 or 300,000 more signatures to put it on the ballot to remove that law,
mm-hmm.
and it was turned into the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State said, well, we're so overwhelmed right now with all this COVID stuff that we're not going to be able to get to it for another 2 or 3 months. So they put it on the back burner, and which that's got a lot of people mad too.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting. I would say that. And it's like beyond what you said, we as the remnant, we need to clear ourselves of any sin that we may have and really focus on the Word of God, because I still believe that we can be the catalyst to flip it. We are going to be the catalyst that flips it. And so, it's like I always used to say to the people at church, do an inventory, do a self-house cleaning, and get to work, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's time for the remnant to kick butt. And
pretty interesting how that Michigan is the reason that they're so terrified about Michigan is just like I got to go as far as the latest hunting licenses. They have the statistics. They know Michigan on average has 700,000 hunters out there. Hunting per year. They can hit what they aim at. I mean, they fill a lot of their permits, and they don't have any deaths, and they don't have friendly fire going on. And it's been my experience. I mean, obviously, I haven't met 700,000 hunters, but used to take care of a lot of hunters in the hotel business and in that kind of business. And most of those guys, they love Jesus and they love their country. You know, they may not have it all figured out, but they got those things figured out. And it's pretty easy to see why those anti-Christ liberal bastards are worried about people who own guns. You know, so.
Yeah, it's funny. My neighbor's got a flag. He's got a Trump flag, and above it, it says, he made a poster that said, God, guns, and country, is what it says on the top of his Trump flag. And I've never seen so many presidential flags as I've seen for this election. It is, I mean, can you guys ever remember seeing John McCain flags or George W. Bush flags flying underneath?
No.
Their American flags? Do you guys ever remember seeing that?
No, not at all.
Are you seeing many Biden flags at all out there? Biden, Harris?
I haven't seen one.
Well, the sad thing is I've been in the Chicago area, and let me tell you, they're flying those out there. These people are so stupid. The reality is they just listen to CNN and CNBC or whatever it is, and that's all. And they get all their information from that. I was talking to a buddy of mine that owns a granite company here locally, and he's just busier than all get out, busier than he's ever been, just because people are putting money in their homes and spending time in their homes. But anyways, he went to template a house, and he got there, and the lady was probably early 60s, had a RN uniform on, so he knew that she was a nurse, and asked if she wanted him to put on a mask and gloves or whatever. She said, oh, no, we don't do that. And then he asked her, just while he was templating, if what she thought about this coronavirus thing. And she goes, coronavirus thing? What are you talking about? And he goes, well, is it as deadly as they say, or what, you know, just kind of make a conversation. And she says, well, it isn't if you believe our lying, blinking president. And he looks at her, you know, and she said, you know, you believe the president over someone who has 30 years of virology experience and all that. And he goes, you're talking about Fauci? And she says, yeah. And he said, well, Fauci's history is pretty questionable. And she goes, well, let's just get something straight here. If you're a Trump supporter, this is a deal breaker. And he goes, well, yes, ma'am, I am a Trump supporter. And so she said, well, then we're done here. So,
bye.
Wow. That was pretty fun. But, you know, they talk about acceptance and tolerance, and then they're the most ignorant people on the face of the earth, you know. Even if you try to be somewhat kind, and I'm not advocating that, but I suppose if you have a business, you have to, especially with today's social media and all that. But anyways, I just thought that was interesting.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Or was it just a recent rally that some, what, 30-year-old postal worker punched an 84-year-old woman in the wheelchair, you know? And I don't know about you, but if I saw that, I'd throw down. That'd be
absolutely.
Yes, yeah, that kind of stuff is ridiculous and intolerable.
Well, and it's funny because they're even having, there's pictures, you know, and, you know, you talk about, you know, the media, you know, false media, you know, there's so much stuff that's going on that they're not reporting. And, you know, there's Biden rallies that there's more Trump supporters, people, when you're driving up to it that, hanging the Trump flag out than there is Biden supporters, you know, in different areas. And you look at this whole thing, and the guy is making a complete idiot of himself, and it's comical, some of the stuff that's coming out. And I saw a Biden 2020 yard poster in somebody's yard the other day, and we had to stop and take a look at it because it was like it was just comical.
Yeah.
most of the Biden bumper stickers I've seen have been on wrecked cars. So, know, so, that kind of leaves a guy scratching his head.
It was funny. We were I actually just got back from Colorado elk hunting, and we were way down in the southern end of Colorado, and we were driving into this trailhead, and we crossed this cattle crossing or cattle gate that you can drive up with, and somebody had carved into one of the posts in there with their knife, Trump 2020. And they put, I mean, they spent some time because, you know, I mean, if you're going to carve into a post, I mean, what is that, like 6 inches in diameter so that way you can actually read it as you're driving by? That guy put some time into that. So he wanted to make sure everybody seen it. So I thought, we all laughed and thought that was funny.
That's pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah, you know, anymore, I just cut to the chase. I go, look, you either vote for president or you vote for confidence. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the truth.
Well, you know, it's funny, John, that you bring that up. While we were out there, two of the guys that I was with are Roman Catholic. I've known them my whole life. I went to school with them. The one guy I was in class when I was a freshman in high school. So, you know, that's reaching back there 30 years now that I've known these guys. And so we got snowed out, and the one guy, so we're all sitting in the hotel room, and they were sitting there drinking beer, and you know how it is to get a little bit of alcohol on the lips, and it kind of tends to oil them. And they decided that they were going to corner me and tell me how awesome Roman Catholicism is. And I sat there for, like, I don't know, you know, like 45 minutes listening to it. And, you know, and I didn't say anything. You know, I didn't say anything. I let them say what they wanted to say. And, you know, and finally the one said, oh, you know, I'm glad that, he's like, I'm glad that you're listening. I'm really excited to hear your point of view. I said, okay, let's go. And I go, not only does the death, burial, and resurrection offer you and me eternal life, but what most of the people that go to church in this land fail to realize what Christianity is. It is a political point of view, period. And you're welcome. And I ended right there. And the guy was like, oh, I don't know if I can believe that. I said, well, if that's the case, then rip out both books of Chronicles, rip out the book of Judges, rip out the books of Kings, rip out Samuel, rip out all the stories about King David and Saul, rip all that stuff out. And then you may continue with the point of view that you have. And, you know, because if we look at it as a political point of view, because I understand most people get into Christianity, it's to get out of the stuff that they've done. You know, it's to get Jesus in their life. That way they don't have to pay for the things that they've done. But really, we're instructed to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And that grace and knowledge, it extends generational. And that's what most people don't understand. It's not about us. The more you grow, the more you realize it's not about just me making it to heaven. It's about that my grandchildren can have a place to grow a garden and be free. That's what Jesus Christ offers. That's what Christianity offers. And that's why he's coming back. It's either going to be the Babylonian system or it's going to be God's system. Take your pick. And that's what I think. That's what I believe that the remnant needs to focus on, ushering in God's kingdom. And we can do it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I always, when they talk to me about a lot of that, I always, Matthew 23:9, you know, call no man father upon the earth. And I just, it's like, I don't see how you can square that. I mean, again, verse 8 says, call no man rabbi. You know, and call 10 is neither be called masters. And I just think it's kind of one of those, it's a real poke in the eye against all those. It's a pretty focused on those religions, you know, who's called rabbis and who's called fathers.
The two easiest ways to expose Catholicism is, number one, where is Jesus Christ in the Catholic Church? They still got him on the cross.
On the cross.
Number two is, what does Revelation say, the last verses of the Bible? May all of these plagues written in this book come upon anyone who adds to or removes from. Let me tell you something. They changed the Ten Commandments. worship of idols because of Mary, and changed the, I can't believe it was the covet one into two. But anyways, those two things, if they can't see when you expose those two things, then you're probably not going to reach them.
It definitely is a spirit of God's calling upon them when you do, because they're really wound up in that. It's really hard to get them away from that and make them even see the light and shine in upon it, unless that spirit is working in their life. And thank God it does.
What we're talking about there is these false preachers, and you know the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. The in my mind, the key is the hearing part. You know, what do you hear? And that's what people put their faith in, and it's a lot. I mean, I know from experience, it's a lot of work to try to get people to unhear what they've heard for like 30 and 40 years. And, that's because they keep hearing that. They keep hearing that false doctrine. And, they look at a guy like one of us that actually knows the scriptures. And it's a pretty tough pill for them to swallow, but still, you plant the seed. And let them think about it a little bit. You know, that's really what you can do.
That's true. Amen. I thought it was kind of interesting. There's all kinds of things going on in Chicago that are kind of interesting. Chicago's gone to this virtual classroom thing, and the Chicago Public School District, CPS, they're calling it. It seems like every week that some kid has a toy gun in the background or something, they send the police over to the house, and all these kind of things. And now someone, they somehow can't find out who it is hacking their school feeds, and they're posting porn all over their school thing, and there's racist taunts and stuff in there, and it's interesting that they're just really upset about it all, supposedly, but mostly they're not, but the parents sure are. And of course, this was another one of those schools, another one of these situations where they wanted the parents not to watch the feeds from the schools. They actually wanted parents to sign statements saying, well, we won't monitor what you're teaching our children or anything else. And, these things are, they're running all this ungodly stuff. And it's just amazing to me. It's nothing but from God that these people are being exposed to the filth and the trash that's coming out of that system, in there. And on another side note, Chicago is one of the most anti-gun cities in the United States, and gun-related deaths over the last few weeks are up 52%, or like five times the normal rate in a gun-free, quote-unquote, city. So we're seeing, it's like, here come the chickens home to roost. So anyways, I thought that was kind of an interesting note.
And then you look at Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
Anyways, she maintains a high police presence around her at all times, including her neighborhood, to protect her home from Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And so the hypocrisy is
extremely
impossible to ignore.
Yeah, it is. And then you look at, stuff like there was a news article, Black Lives Matter co-founder teams up with pro-Chinese Communist Party group this week, and you start looking into that. You look at these political organizations that are coming up that are basically, they're getting a lot of coverage, a lot of newsroom coverage, and, they're communist bastards. And you start breaking it down and get behind it, and it's like, you know, how can anybody support anything like that? And what is going on is basically they want to be a part of something. They're lost. And, you know, I think that goes back to what Zach was talking about. You know, that catalyst, they're looking for something. They're trying to find something. They want to be a part of something. They want to be special. They want to feel good about what they're doing. And, you know, they'll go to whatever is put right in front of their eyes.
Rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft, and that's what we see going on. They're also exposing that those founders of Black Lives Matter are deep into the occult. I don't know if you saw that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were participating in a bunch of demonic rally or activities and things. So, yeah, this battle is just what God warned us about in Ephesians 6 and 2 Corinthians 10.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's one of those things that it could get real physical real quick, too. You know, it's not of the flesh right now, but, boy, it sure is looking like it could go that direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it does. For sure.
Go ahead, Tim. What were you going to say?
Just kind of all goes back to that, you know, teach a child that the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. That's a promise from God, and that's one of those. That's just the way the world. It rains on the just and the unjust, and that's also one of those axioms from our Bible. And you know, when you take these children out and you isolate them and you teach them all this trash that they've taught them, and you know, they think that communism is everybody sharing everything and singing songs and holding hands, and it's all great and grand and glorious, and they don't realize the death count of Mao, and they don't realize what happened after World War II when communism took over in Russia, and they don't see the people that were the horrors of that system, you know, and they're just taught the rhetoric. They're not taught the reality of it, and that is the thing, and it's a miraculous conversion when they begin to see the right and the might of the Lord God Almighty, you know. And when they see that, why, and that's the issue that, as far as from the physicality of it, that we're up against right now with a lot of these, you know, the younger generation. So it's just, it's unfortunate, but it's still, God warned us, you know, I mean, that those things were going on. So, I mean, and I think we see it all around us.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, the reality of this Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all that, that's Obama's army that he talked about. Remember how he said that we needed a well-funded, you know, high number of civilian, basically military, to represent the people, and that's essentially what we see going on right now. You can see, like I said earlier, and we've said for weeks now, they're pulling out all the stops. You know, they even have the abomination coming back and trying to campaign for Biden and Harris and against anything Trump. It's kind of comical. They're not even campaigning for anything except for Trump bad. That's it. Trump bad, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it's not like the election, like when we grew up, like I was saying, it was the donkey versus the elephant. And it was, you know, you could have some civil conversation with regards to some of the different talking points and things like that, but there's none of that this time. This is all out war, and the people on the one side hate the people on the other side, and they ain't afraid to show it. So it's something I've never experienced in my lifetime.
True. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if it's true, but I seen there's a billboard down in Texas that they were talking about. They just been talking about, but they rented a billboard, and you know, Trump for president, make America great again, and the billboard was paid for by Democrats for America. And it was, they were like, that's never happened before. So you got a Democrat group out there that's advertising for Trump to be voted in. Wow.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I had somebody, John will know who I'm talking about, but it's a doctor friend of ours, and, she's got a clinic in town, and she called me the other night, she texted me, and she said, can I call you? And, this is, you know, after 10 o'clock at night. And I said, yeah, that's fine. And, she called me, and she said, I can't vote Democrat. I can't. She's like, I've always been a Democrat. I've always done this. And, I can't do it, Jason. I can't do it. I can't do it. And and she's sitting there, and she's shaking her head. And I'm like, okay, well, she's like, will you support me in this? And I'm like, yeah, I'll support you in this. And she's going on, and she's like, you know, you know why I'm a Democrat? And I'm like, yeah. And we've had our debates, and we went back and forth. And she's like, I'm not a strong Christian conservative like you are, and this and that. And she's going on and on and on. And she's like, I can't do it. She's like, I can't be a Democrat anymore. And she's mad. And she's
from somebody who has a Ruth Bader Ginsburg doll on her shelf. One day I was like, oh my goodness.
And I'm sitting there and I'm just shaking my head and I'm laughing. And she's just like, you know, she needed some real help. I mean, she was making a transition, and it was, and I'm laughing, and she's like, stop laughing at me. She's like, this is really hard on me. And she's like, you don't understand what I'm doing here. I'm laughing. I'm like, you know, this is a real miracle, though, that this lady's actually calling me and telling me this, because, she starts going down the issues, and she's going down this issue and that issue and the vaccination issue. And, you know, she's like, if I just stood on the vaccination issue, she said, I would have to be a Republican. And she said, we had a meeting, and she said, three of my friends that have always voted Democratic, were, you know, we've always been liberal. She's like, all of us are turning, and now we're Republicans. And I mean, it was just it was a miracle, and it was, I mean, handwriting on the wall.
you know, the reality of it. The demon rat party and the Catholicism, Catholics have the same issue. When you ask them sometimes, well, why are you a Democrat? It's because they always have been. And you ask people, why are you a Catholic? They'll tell you, because our family's always been that way. You know, they play church so many years, it just becomes repetition, and they don't understand what it is that they're involved in. But people are starting to wake up, just like you said. But the Democrat Party today is not the Democrat Party, you know, like when we grew up, is what I was getting at earlier. And when you get them to start to think about that, then they soften up a little bit. You know, I had a debate with one of the guys that was helping me do some construction, and he's a flaming liberal demon rat, you know, and he was trying to say how bad Trump was and this and that. And as soon as you expose to him that the thing, you know, I said, well, you remember that when Trump did those things, he was a Democrat. Boy, that shut him up in a hurry.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's...
I had somebody the other day, and they were going off on the KKK and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, it's those, you know, dang Democrats. They're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, you know, it was the Democratic Party that formed the KKK. And they're like, no, it was Republicans. And I'm like, well, you better do some research on it, and because that's not true. And, you know, when people figure that out too, boy, it really throws a monkey wrench in their Black Lives Matter garbage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Along with the founding of, Planned Parenthood, Singer, who basically founded it to kill black babies, you know, there's Black Lives Matter supporting.
Yep.
They're just so stupid, it's amazing.
Well, one of the other things that I saw this week too, that it was interesting, and this is what, if we don't take care of business and do it now, this is what's coming to America. This was in Sweden, but it was a Swedish journalist charged with hate crimes for publishing an article about Muslim-owned pharmacies. And basically, this journalist, she did a really good job. I mean, in this, you know, older woman, blonde hair, blue eyes, but, you know, one of our people, you can tell by looking at her. A journalist in Sweden was charged with a hate crime and faces 2 years in prison for publishing an article that questioned whether Muslim-owned pharmacies would fairly distribute drugs if supplies became limited. I mean, and it, you know, it just tells you, I mean, you know, I mean, a hate crime for publishing, I mean, it's, and, you know, it, now it's not here yet, but, you know, that's the step, you know, and what did they do in Sweden before something, publishing an article like that became a hate crime and somebody can face 2 years in prison, is what they did is they got the guns out of the people. They took their weapons away. That's always agenda, the number one agenda. Get them disarmed, and then things like this can become a hate crime. And that's what had happened in America. If they let the American people get disarmed, which I don't see it happening anytime soon by any means, but at the same time, they were fighting against it and, you know, nonstop. So, right. I don't know, something to be aware of.
Well, I noticed how the statue destruction came to an abrupt halt because President Trump passed an executive order that it was 10 years mandatory prison sentence for defacing a monument. Overnight, boom.
No more of that. Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that, you know, what we're basically talking about, Ephesians 4:14, that when we're no more...
Oh, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that I get from listening to all of you is a different perspective. You know, I'm being right here in the middle of the city, I'm listening to people who think quite differently than everyone around me, which is refreshing. Having said that, the numbers are really here in this slime pit. And I'm not rooting for the slime pit by any means. I think they'll have to be defeated, and I think God's going to have to, you know. When you talk about a remnant, I think they're not going to be the remnant. But, you know, one thing before I get into anything else, anybody who's surprised about any of John Roberts' decisions should listen to that tape, listen to that broadcast that the pastor did about the time of his confirmation. And, you know, that was pretty much baked into the situation that it was going to be that way.
Yeah, I was trying to find that the other day. Do you remember the title of that by chance, Bill?
No, but it would have been around the date. If you look up the date when they were considering the confirmation,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure whether it was before they voted to confirm him, or I suspect it was just in that time period. And I don't have, I'd have to be able to listen to all of those things. But,
yeah.
You know, it was pretty much a guarantee. I mean, I expected worse from.
Yeah, I did.
Roberts.
I did too. I really did too.
And another thing about these sides, these two sides being just sort of at odds. I mean, if you go back to the history of this country around the turn of the century, from the 1700s to the 1800s, it wasn't much different between, let's say, the Adams and Washington wing and the Jefferson and Madison wing. There's some pretty scurrilous stuff going on. But as far as the attitude of the old Democratic Party, it hasn't changed. Because the old Democratic Party consisted of people making the policy and then people getting people to the rank and file to the public, the mob, to go along with it. And the people making the policy didn't think that much differently than they do now. And that's why they ground McCarthy into the ground, and they were all for one world order and everything else. Just about everything you see here today. And, you know, and they talked nice, and the other side that was, should have been more of an opposition talked nice the way they are now. I mean, the only difference is the Republicans are, you know, what you call rhino or whatever you want to call them. I mean, they're not an effective counterpunch to this other side. I mean, you know, and
yeah, but they weren't
as
open about it. They weren't as open.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they were sneaky, and it's better to have it out in the open. Now we know what they are, you know.
Yep.
And the Republicans are still rolling over. And if it comes to riots in the streets and things like that, the people on the side of decency are just not going to show up, and the mob will be happy to show up. You know, this is just a different perspective. You know, I mean, I'm not arguing one good, one bad, or anything else. And I mean,
right?
You know, all of this from Eisenhower down to Reagan down to Bush. You know, these so-called conservatives that were hailed. They brought in as much of the really rotten stuff, the real decay, as the Democrats did. You know, and we can't count on those. You know, Mitchell and Lindsey Graham and all these other clowns, and even the big talkers like Ted Cruz. Yeah, you know? And they'll be really happy to see. They'll be really happy to see Joe Biden or whoever he really is in the White House next year.
Yeah, without God's intervention, absolutely. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah,
I think,
yeah,
and that's what we, you know, would, the point is, you know, it's, you know, without Christ and without repentance and without 2 Chronicles 7:14, I mean, it's repent or perish. I mean, it's, you know, it's going down. It's going down no matter what. I mean, you know, you look at the things that have happened, you know, in, you know, the last 100 years. And I mean, you know, the farther we get separated from God and God's law, the farther we are away from him. And, you know, are we going to be blessed or cursed? And
we've got a lot on our prayer plate.
Yeah, it shows us a lot in Deuteronomy 28. You know, we look at the blessings and the curses, and what have we reaped? We've reaped what we've sown, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Yeah. And we are just about out of time.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, we've got a couple minutes left. Men, you got any closing thoughts you'd like to make this morning?
Repent and pray.
Zach, what's your closing thoughts?
I would say if you have an opportunity to share the gospel, you know, do not shrink back and do it. And you know, we have a God that paid a big price to give us our political point of view, and, you know, we need to act on it. And I guess that's my closing thought.
Good point. Tim?
I'd close with Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait. You see, we're called to serve God's kingdom, and in full agreement with everything everybody else has said here, it's just a job, and we got to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And for those that are out there with children, my closing thought is, talking, it was quite some time back, but it's really struck home with me, and Zach's Uncle Paul was telling me, he called me up one day out of the blue and said, your soul, the most important job that you have on the face of the earth is to train your replacements. train them to be better than you are. And that's truth. And there's a lot in that. And that's what we need to be doing. If we have children, we need to be making sure that they're doing a better job than we are. And, you know, our enemies have always thought generationally, and we need to think that way, too. Well, folks, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. We encourage you to show up for church tomorrow. You can show up for church in the privacy of your own home by going to the internet and going to www.scriptures4america.org, joining us online there. Sure like to see you there. And we'll talk to you later.
Everything you wanted to know about gun control and preachers were afraid to tell you is the eyebrow-raising title of a hard-hitting essay now available in pamphlet format for a $6 offering U.S. funds, and for a lot less when ordered in bulk. It's an excellent tool to place in the hands of all true Christian men, especially those in uniform. The Bible says in 1 Timothy, quote, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel," end quote. So send a $6 offering U.S. funds and just ask for gun control. Write to Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, USA. Once again, that's Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, USA. And thank you very much for your continuing prayers and support.